All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Donnie Seals Jr. He's here to talk about his new documentary entitled Bike Vessel. This will be premiering on PBS on February 24th. This is all part of the Independent Lens series. Donnie, welcome to the show. And to say this involves a bike journey is really an understatement. So tell us how this all kind of got going, please.
Oh, thanks for having me on. By the way, I'm Donnie Seals Sr. There is a junior. Bike Vessel, boy, that whole project started, 6 years ago or so. It started with my son, who is a documentary filmmaker, just videotaping me and his wife playing tennis. And his wife embarrassed me so much, I decided, hey, I need to turn my life around and start turning my life around with cycling and eating better and so forth.
So that's one thing, but it's something, it's a whole different story when you decide not just to get back into shape, but then to embark on a 350-mile cycling journey. How did this come together, and when did your son, Eric, say, like, yeah, that sounds good?
Well, you know, Eric started, as I said, he started this as just a whole movie. I think he taped his wife and I on his cell phone, and he's just continued videotaping me as I was riding, putting GoPros on bikes and so forth. And as he started showing this to, you know, he was working at Netflix at the time, and he was showing it to some different people, and he said, hey, you know, you got a documentary film here. Why don't you do something with it? And the trip from St. Louis to Chicago started simply because, hey, I need a way to end this documentary, so let's do it with a destination ride. And he's the one that came up with St. Louis to Chicago. I've never ridden that far in my life, and that's how we got that particular journey. Plus Route 66 here in the Chicagoland area, actually it goes all the way out to the West Coast, starts in Chicago. And we contacted Route 66, and they gave us a route to ride, that people normally ride.
Well, don't you get your kicks on Route 66, right?
Yeah. I tell you what, I got a little more than my kicks on Route 66. It was an adventure for sure.
All right, well, I can only think of how perilous it would be to ride a bike that far, because even if you do everything right, there are a lot of people, I mean, the whole world is looking on their cell phones right now. So how hard was it for you?
It's not something that we just said it, we're going to do it, and we did it. We trained for 3 months doing 100-mile rides. Well, actually, the training started, we started doing a 60-mile ride, and then twice a week. Then we started doing a 100-mile ride twice a week. And then we ended our training by doing a 60-mile, 100-mile ride back-to-back. And so that was the training for it. But I tell you what, day three, for the cyclists out there, we rode into this headwind for 111 miles. And I have to take my hat off to my son, Eric, because he pulled the majority of the way.
Now, when you say pull, does that mean you were in his draft? Is that how it works?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, absolutely. He pulled, meaning that I'm behind him in his draft. He's doing the bulk of the work, and I'm just being sucked along as much as you could on a day like that. But yeah, it was a grueling day for sure.
So now, you mentioned GoPros? Did you film it yourself, or was there another crew with you, like seeing the joys and the arguments and the flat tires and the beautiful vistas? How did you shoot it?
Yeah, well, we had a crew. By the way, we drove down to St. Louis, and we had two cars, and then Eric and I obviously got out, and we rode back. But we had two crews, a drone operator, still camera, a lead photographer, producer, that was with us on the trip.
So at that point, when you're like, did you think, you know, for this to be a film, We need to jazz it up. We need to get in a fight with a drifter. We need to steal something. Like, were you thinking about stuff like that?
No, you know, it's funny because we didn't have any incidents on that particular ride. We did get called a few names a couple times. But mainly, I think the biggest thing was in our training, Eric and I bumped pretty hard to the fact that he didn't talk to me for several days afterwards. But that was the point, that was the time that he and I became a team. And we learned each other. By the way, there's nobody I'd rather ride with than him. So we became a team at that point. So anything that we encountered on that four-day trip, you know, we were able to handle. We had a lot of mechanicals, more than you can imagine. We had a lot of mechanicals, and we were dealing with that. And, you know, that was a trip.
A couple more questions for Donnie Seals Jr., the new documentary Bike Vessel on PBS, February 24th. I know that you also wanted to make a point about the health inequities plaguing black men. How did you point a finger in that direction?
Well, you know, the film had several stories. That was one. And, you know, I was middle class. I worked corporate America, so I had the means to get medical care. But I had to really filter through the doctors and find someone that would team up with me and work with me. Some of the callous attitudes that we dealt with initially, after my first open heart surgery, for example, I went back and I'm saying, hey, something's going on. Something's not right. And they kept saying, hey, it's post-surgical pain. I said, no, this is not post-surgical pain. Something's going on. And my wife really got upset because the doctor said, hey, we opened you up like a chicken. What did you expect? This is how it's going to feel. And at that point, I went to Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and got a second opinion. And they said, hey, they had problems with the first surgery. We need to do it again. So 8 months later, I had my second open-heart surgery.
Mm. Amazing. So for you also, I know that as a filmmaker, you've worked on a lot of other projects, and something near and dear to you is gospel music, especially on the South Side, which, you know, and I'm from Oakland. Look, I know that my town gets a bad rap. It just depends on where you are. But, you know, South Side getting a bad rap a lot. What is it about you and the gospel music and trying to tell that story?
Okay, well, let me back up. First of all, that's Donnie Seals Jr. I'm senior. And Donnie Seals Jr. is making a documentary film, The Gospel of Ludella Evans, who is one of the – she's a sister of Reverend Clay Evans, which was a prominent minister here in Chicago. And she was a minister of music in that church. And he's making a documentary film on that. But we grew up in a church, you know, so it's all part of, you know, our lifestyle. We grew up in a church. I remember a friend of mine, a white friend, comes to me and he says, hey, we did some black gospel in our church. And I said, hey, Joe, you know what we call that? We call it gospel music. It's just gospel music. You know, so, yeah, but that's Donnie that's doing that. Eric's company, they do documentary films. Donnie is one of the people that works with Eric at Digifay, and he's doing several documentaries, actually, and one on gospel music. He's a real big lover of music in general.
So at the age of 70 and multiple heart surgeries, you're still on the bike, like, dozens of miles every day?
Definitely on the bike. I recently had some medical issues 6 months ago. I had another minor surgery, not heart-related, and it took me off the bike for several months. And I'm really amazed at how far behind I am in terms of where I was when I stopped riding. I rode this morning. I ride as much as I can. I'm training with a group. We're on virtual trainers, and we're training. But my goal is, well, I'm in Chicago. It's hard to do now. I probably do 50 miles a week here in the winter, but in the summer, I'm planning on doing 150 a week.
Coming from where I am, I remember a couple of my friends, like when I was in college, and we were sort of riding bikes. They're mostly mountain bikes. But my buddy Dave, who's black, he's like, nah, we don't we're not into that type of biking. And I'm like, don't limit yourself. I mean, is it the kind of thing like we have these tropes, no matter what your heritage is, that we do this and we don't do that?
You know, it's funny. I got a lot of that. My extended family, a lot of them were embarrassed. Like, you're riding a bicycle? I'm riding a bicycle. I belong to a couple clubs. I belong to a club called Elmhurst Bike Club, 500 members. There's two or three people that look like me. And believe me, there's people older than me that will outride me. I belong to another Christian club, and I'm the oldest person by far in that club. It's a very diverse club. Blacks, Hispanics, it's got some people that speak French, some people from the continent of Africa. Forgive me that I don't know what countries they're from. And so we got, it's a very diverse group, but I'm the oldest by far, where the other bike club, where it's predominantly white, there's a lot of riders that are much older than I am and definitely outperform me on the bike.
Last question for you. The title, Bike Vessel, when you say vessel, you're really telling people it might not be a bike for you, whatever that vessel is, to get your health and your health awareness. Is that right?
Oh, wow. It sounded like you were in a meeting when we named the film. Yeah. Well, vessel, obviously, you think of the heart vessel and my heart situation. Replace the word vessel with the word tool. You know, whatever tool or item that's going to take you on your life journey to be healthier. For me, it was a bicycle. For you, your vessel may be pickleball. It may be walking. You know, I feel that everyone needs to find their vessel. And if it's something that you love, it's something that you'll continue to do. For me, it's the bike. I'm a junkie. I love it. My wife will be upset if I buy another bike. for me, it's the bike.
All right. I got my juniors and seniors straight here. Donnie Seals, senior, has been our guest. Bike Vessel, which will premiere as part of Independent Lens February 24th on PBS. And Eric Seals directed and edited it. Donnie Seals, Jr., produced it, as well as Rosita Cox. Congratulations, Donnie, on the film, and thanks for dropping by and talking about it.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.